CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's pandemic outlook is improving, but the state still has 469 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19, mostly unvaccinated people. Dr. Steve Brizenden of Platte Valley Medical Center in Brighton says vaccines work and hospitalizations are preventable.
If they are thinking, I don't know about the vaccine, I don't know if I should take it, I don't want any side effects, I don't want to get sick, I don't think it's real, it is.
Officials say current hospital cases are in their 30s and 40s because many older people are vaccinated. The state has ordered nearly 90 Front Range oil and gas wells to shut down. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Oil and gas operator K.P. Kaufman has been ordered to shut down the Adams and Weld County wells and clean up 29 sites after several violations. The Colorado Sun reports those violations include fouling up farm fields and covering the road in front of a high school with oily waste. An order from the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission said the wells require immediate attention to protect public health and wildlife. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Meat producer JBS was targeted by a ransomware attack over the weekend, and more than 2,000 employee shifts were canceled today because of it. Greeley is home to the largest JBS beef plant in the country. The White House is blaming Russia. It's not clear who actually made the attack. This is CPR News.